time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day, and nice to finally get some sunshine just in time for the weekend. But as someone reminded me the other day, most days feel like a weekend if you've been furloughed or you're just hunkered down at home and not doing a ton of work right now. But it's good to have you here on a Saturday morning for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. We'll be in the lower 60s today for highs, jump up to the upper 60s tomorrow. And then it looks like the return of a little precipitation on Monday, but it will still stay warm. We're dealing with a bit of a technical problem here as we record the program on Thursday this week. Because I don't know if it was aftershock bumps or some other gremlin in the system, but we're only able to get one phone line at a time into the recording booth here. So Russ Smith from Sky Call will join me coming up in about 15 minutes or so, and we'll find out what his week has been like. But we've got a lot going on the show. Navidomskis has also emerged from the bunker and joins us this morning. How's the homeschooling going?
You know, the homeschooling's going fine, but I haven't emerged from the bunker. I'm up in the mountains in my motorhome, and by the way, it's been snowing all morning. When you're saying it's sunny, I'm like, what?
Well, because we're recording on Thursday, you'll get some sunshine on Saturday. I'm promising that.
Oh, I know. All right. Anyway, so here's the problem.
I thought you were coming down from the mountains because you were freezing your tail off.
Yeah, I came down and did my Zoom to my kids and then back up here. But there's some truth to what you're saying, because the idea was to isolate myself from my wife, Gail, who has to be a nurse and work on the front lines, because everybody worries about my health. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just heard some music playing.
Well, anyway, it's just a tone coming from the computer system.
Okay, no worries. So Gail was off, and so she was talking to me, and then she decided to come up and see me with her mask. And then I said, you know what, forget this. If I get COVID from my wife, put it on my gravestone that's how I died, from not being able to keep away from Gail. So she's sitting here eating pancakes right in front of me in my motorhome.
Oh, good, you're not alone.
Yeah. And we got snow all over around us, and the birds on the bird feeder, and pancakes on the plate, and my beautiful wife is all the sunshine I need, frankly.
There you go. I hope that today, or maybe yesterday before she arrived, was shower day for you, because I'd hate for her to greet you. Of course, she's seen you like that before, I guess.
Well, it meant I had to start the generator and heat the water, because I knew she was coming and do a shower up here. But when she's not with me, I don't really have to shower.
Yeah. Have you done a little fishing this week?
You know, that's what I've been doing. The river is fishing so well, Tim. I'm sad because my classes were supposed to be here all this week and next. And you never know in the spring what the river's going to be like. It's so unpredictable with the runoff, muddy days to high water to perfect conditions, which is what we have now. The fish are just going crazy. I'm about 12 an hour. Oh. So it's as fast as it could be, and I wish I had people with me, honestly. Like I say, holding up a fish to the trees and the birds, they're not as happy as other people. So, yeah, but the fishing's phenomenal right now.
Well, we'll talk a little more fishing coming up on Fish Bites later in this hour. But I do want to run down some of the things that are coming up on the show today. And since you were talking about how disappointed you weren't or were to not be around other people while you're out there enjoying some fishing, I'm going to disappoint you even more, because with our restrictions on one phone line today, you're going to miss a conversation with Tom Hackett.
You know, I have longed to get Hackett on our show. You know, I am the biggest Ute fan and the biggest Hackett fan, and it's going to be sad to have me not gushing over the phone with him. So there's a few things I want you to tell him, that not only do I love him, but my boys carried a sign in every game, even the away games, that said Hackett for Heisman. So if he wants to know where that came from, that's us.
Okay.
And then the three best plays are number one, when he made that tackle, it was a punt, and they got by all of our players, and there's nobody left but the runner and Hackett, and Hackett single-handedly got him down by the foot.
What,
I loved it.
What game was that?
I want to say it was Arizona State, but I can't remember. It was a home game, and really, he's loose, and it's just a one-on-one, and they're going to score, and Hackett got him to the ground. And then he took his fist and hit the turf over and over like I got him. And then the second best play was in Oregon, when the fake punt was way over his head, he jumps up and snags it, and then makes like 35 yards in the first down. It was awesome. And then, of course, number three is every punt inside of 20, which was consistent and always.
Yeah.
We love Hackett. We love everything about him.
Well, there's a reason. He's a two-time All-American, member of the Pac-12 All-Century team, and, of course, the big one, two-time Ray Guy Award winner for the best punter 2 years in a row.
Yeah, like that All-Century team is so fortunate we had him, because we came into the Pac-12 late, and so we would have had nobody in the All-Century team. So Hackett's the lone Ute on that All-Century team.
Well, and when you had a questionable offense, which we do from time to time, the field position was everything, and still is, I guess.
Yeah, he definitely sets the benchmark. We got a lot of other Aussies because of him. And they're all trying to live up to his, you know, performances on the field, which are phenomenal. And it's great we get to hear him, you know. I listen to him on KSL, and I listen to his golf show. And anyway, yeah. And I saw Adam Eagle's story last week when he went down in the canyons, and I thought it would be really fun to interview him over that.
Well, and I was about to say, if anybody's wondering why you got Hackett on today, you brought it to my attention that he was on with Adam Eagle on Adam's show on Channel 5. Was it last weekend?
Yeah, I watch Adam Eagle twice. He comes on at 5, and then I watch him again after Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So I watched him twice. Yeah,
and they took him down for a little canyoneering or something. But Hackett loves the outdoors, so maybe. Well, I'll tell him this today. And do me a favor, text me those favorite moments of yours so I don't forget them.
Okay.
So that I can include those in my conversation with Tom coming up. But I'll just make it part of the deal that he has to promise to come back when we can connect you and Hackett together.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Thanks, Timo.
All right. Coming up in this half hour, we'll have news of the week, and that's where Russ will jump in and join me here in a few minutes. Also, Nate Owens, the aquatic species coordinator for the Division of Wildlife Resources. Yeah, everybody, I'm sure, is aware that boat launches were closed at the 1st of April because of the pandemic situation down at Lake Powell. But between the 1st of the month and the 6th of the month, when that took effect, they're estimating 1,000 watercraft were on the water and left Lake Powell without being inspected. And we know what the quagga problem is down there. And there's a lot of fear that if people don't do the mandatory dry time of 30 days, we could have a pandemic of our own of quagga mussel spreading. So there is some urgency about getting information out, which we will share in. We'll help do that, hopefully, this morning with Nate coming up. Raylan Takeda will also join us, Hunter Education Program Manager, among the many things that has changed, which this part isn't a change. You can do your hunter education online, which has been available for several years, but they're offering an online field day with some options that will require some video skills, and we'll tell you how that works. And then in the final half hour, Bob Grove will join us today from St. George. We'll find out how national park areas are doing during the shutdown, St. George and some of those other places. ABC had a story that I think Bob put on his social media where one of their reporters, and I don't think she was fishing for a story. I think she was actually there to just get away from California. But she ended up being really surprised that most people were not locked down and they were going about their daily lives down there pretty much as if nothing was going on. And she filed a report for ABC. We'll talk to Bob about that coming up. And then there is a lot of sparks flying. I don't know if you've noticed it, Navi, on folks that are mighty upset about the restriction on state parks. And I get why they're trying to keep people social distancing. But the idea that you can't drive your car from one county to the other to visit a state park has got a lot of people riled up. And particularly if you live in Salt Lake County and you don't have a state park to go visit, you're really mad.
Yeah, I totally get that. There's a lot of paranoia out there. Let me just say this. With everything we're seeing, and if you're a media hog like I am, I watch TV, then everybody says we're going to get through this, and they always end with together. Well, like back to the Quagamussel story, people need to be responsible for our country, for our state parks, for our Lake Powell. We don't need a law to tell us how to live our lives. If we're trying not to break the law, then we are not intellectual people who understand that this is our responsibility. The protection of that lake comes to me individually. It doesn't need some government organization to tell me what not to do. I should know better, that I should look at my boat and I should try to get it clean and I should do my best, because that's what it means, all of us together, that everybody's affected by somebody's actions. And if somebody's not going to be social distancing and stuff like that, you know, just walk away from those people because they're irresponsible. And I think that responsibility is a collective. Like I say, you know, I tell my students, if they need a law to tell them to put their seatbelt on, they are stupid. And you don't do things because laws tell you to do that. You do things because you care about yourself and your fellow man.
Yeah.
So preserving our places are important, but I kind of agree that a nice little ride through a national park or state park would be kind of welcome in this terrible time of claustrophobia.
Yeah. We're up against the clock here, so let's take a we'll take a quick break. You will come back later, and we'll do some fish bites with you and talk some specifics. Also, share some pictures on our Facebook page of some gillnet surveys that were going on somewhere in the state with some buttes. So stay with us. But when we come back, I'll be joined by Russ Smith from Sky Call. Thanks for joining us this morning for another great show. And sorry about last week. We just didn't get a chance with all that was going on in the world to get together for a new program, but running the best of, we're back, and it's nice to have you back too. Stay with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, still working through technical glitches here as we power through the program for another week. We didn't want to miss 2 weeks in a row and being able to send you a newly recorded program. So here we are for KSL Outdoors Radio, and had to swap lines here so that I could connect with my buddy, Russell the Muscle from Sky Call Satellite, who, as I understand it, has been doing wildlife watching from the front room today, or?
Well, this was from the shop, the Sky Call shop. I just, out of the corner of my eye, I caught something moving in the neighbor's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
He's got kind of a wild backyard. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
He's maintained the natural landscape.
Okay.
If that means anything. But,
that's a nice way of putting it.
Well, I like it because it's like I'm looking out into somebody's little forest out there.
All right.
And it's a nice barrier. But I see something move out there, and I'm looking, and there's a set of, I'm pretty sure they're elk sheds, antler sheds out there laying on the ground that somebody brought back from some time and who knows how long ago. But it looked like it was maybe a trash sack or something that hooked onto them or something, and I'm watching it. No, it's a fluffy tail on this animal.
Whoa.
And I'm watching it, and lo and behold, it's my little squirrel that
I've heard of my pretty pony, but not my little squirrel.
My little squirrel. That could mean just about anything.
Yeah, it could.
We've got the, you've seen my squirrel here.
Yeah. The one that does the one that does the tightrope walk across the phone lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little punk mocks me all the time.
I'm sure.
Anyway, he does the thing on the phone lines, and he hops around on different roofs, but he's yet to chew anything up, so we're all happy with this squirrel. But he's over there, and I say he because I do believe he is a bachelor, and he makes a lot of noise calling in the girls, but yet to have any little squirrels here, so I'm pretty sure he's a bachelor. I, I probably need to get some binoculars to check the actual.
We don't want to know how you would know. Yeah, leave it.
I don't know how I would know.
Leave it alone. Don't go there.
Looks like I got to read a book. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there's something on YouTube that would tell me how to check the nomenclature of a squirrel.
Call in a biologist.
Well, maybe we could get somebody from the state on to help us work through that.
Oh, goodness. Hey.
Take what? Well, wait a minute. Stop. Okay.
Oh, you're not done. Oh, boy.
No. We're watching it. I call my niece over. She comes over and looks too. She's here working, and it is a squirrel. And we're checking it out. And he's eating something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I bet he's eating some of the bone marrow or something out of the shed. You know, right at the base of the shed. My nephew's here doing some painting, and I asked him about it. And he's an outdoors guy, and he says, yeah, they love that. There's a lot of minerals and things in that they don't get usually. So, you know, the circle goes unbroken, Tim.
Okay. Is that it?
Okay.
Is that the story?
That's it. That's it.
I can't tell you what it would have been like for me to go a whole week without one of these stories from my man.
Well, you know, it just kind of, never mind.
Yeah. I thought of you I thought of you and some of your phones this week when I posted this on our Facebook page. A picture of the Himalayas, which they are claiming are visible for the first time in 30 years because of India's lockdown and the pollution dropping.
Yeah.
One of the benefits of it, but beautiful pictures of the Himalayas. And I would think some of the guys that have carried the SkyCall phones to that part of the world would probably, give anything to be there right about now to get that view.
Yeah, I bet it's a nice, quiet place right now, huh?
Yeah, well, that was the next thing. You can't get there, so. But if you could, it would be something to see. And if you want to see the pictures I'm talking about, you can check it out on our Facebook page at KSL Outdoors Radio. Yeah. Real quick, how's the business going right now? You sending any phones anywhere? I guess people are still waiting to find out when and if they can go.
Well, I have two. Well, three devices, let's say devices, two phones and a BGAN unit. One phone and a BGAN unit went to New Hampshire. Did I already tell you about this?
No.
Well, this is a weird thing. We have a concierge service in New York,
okay,
of all places, who call us for our equipment to go with their clients. This happened sporadically over the last couple of years, and he's got a client that's a stockbroker going to, I guess, a cabin in the wherever they go for vacation out there.
So he's bugging out.
He's bugging out, exactly. I mean, why not? And he just needed to be able to check on his clients and things on high-speed internet, which we can provide. So that worked out well. We had to overnight it, and you know, the shipping probably costs more than what the rental will be.
Wow. Well, so, it's just another.
Anyway,
it's another.
Other than that.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, there's nothing going on here. I've sold some phones. You know, I think a pandemic and an earthquake at the same time makes people think about what their emergency communications are, and that is a good time to think about it.
Well, and that's why I brought it up. There's so many ways that SkyCall can help besides just, you know, when you're headed out into the backcountry, and they should think about getting a hold of you. So tell everybody the best way to do that, either online or on your phone.
Oh, boy. Yeah, give us a call, 801-450-8317 or skycallsatellite.com. We're just hanging out over here. We are open, though.
All right.
So make no mistake about that. We're here and available. Just give us a call and come on over.
All right, buddy. Because of the phone configurations or constraints this morning, I'll cut you loose. But we've got Nate Owens, the aquatic species coordinator for the DWR, coming up next. They think there might be as many as 1,000 boats out there that were on the water at Lake Powell before they shut down the docks April 1st and 6th that would not have known to properly dry or take care of their boats. We hope that's not the case. But we're trying to help prevent another pandemic of quagga mussels across the state. So,
wonder if you could sneak a houseboat out there right now. Wouldn't that be nice?
I don't think a houseboat sneaks anywhere, on or off the water. You don't sneak those suckers around. That would be a way. Would be a way of social distancing. However,
ask him if he knows a guy named Guido.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good week.
Okay. All right.
We've got a news update coming up next, so don't go away.